Susan Jax there with a song called I Want You to Love Me from I Thought of You Again, 1973 record, song written by her husband, Terry Jax. Interesting, huh? There was a little band called the Poppy Family in Canada. This is all Canadian, of course. And they were basically, you know, like that Partridge Family, but a lot more sincere, more real. And real family, too. And they made great pop music, and into the 70s, great use of synthesizers, as you heard there. And this is a record I bought last Christmas. This is episode 39 of a complete abridged record collection. The radio show where I play one song from every record in my record collection and relive the memories under which it was acquired and which it inspired. And, for instance, this record was bought last Christmas. I was visiting my family. I was back home. And I went to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, not my home, but nearby. And I went to a record store called Zulu Records on 4th Avenue in Kitsilano, where my good friend Dan Calusi works now. And it was a surprise to see him, a delight. And I just felt so good to be in Canada. I bought a bunch of Canadian records, like this Susan Jax record from 1973. An oft-overlooked gem, sort of a very mainstream yet unheralded great record. And I also bought this next record on the very same day, and I remember Dan saying, hey, great, great choice, beat-up copy of a classic record, not usually this cheap. And I sort of realized that that was sort of my M.O., kind of depressing. But anyways, it's a band called The Collectors, and I think this is from about 1968. The song we're going to listen to is called Things I Remember from their Grass and Wild Strawberries album, a sort of a classic 60s garage Canadian West Coast collectible by the band The Collectors. I finally picked it up last year because I missed it. That's what I missed. I missed being there.
Things I remember, things I have seen.
I'm calling.
that's a great little track there by Laura Nyro. Maybe Nyro. I think it's Nyro. I don't really know. But it's a track called Lou from her Eli and the 13th Confessional LP, which I bought in Victoria, BC. Same trip. We're at Christmas last year. This is what's going on right now. And this is my reaction to Kate Bush's resurgence in popularity. I decided to get into super into Laura Nyro, Nyro, whatever, however you say it. Not into her enough to know how to pronounce her name, but I did buy, like, I bought this one, I think a couple months ago, I bought another record by her. It does have a super dark cover. So in that, that's what it shares with Kate Bush. What else does it share? I don't know, but it's not embraced by the internet masses yet, but it will be. So that's what I'm contributing to society today. What are you contributing to society today? Okay, same trip. Not in Vancouver. Now we're in Victoria. I bought this Laura Nyro record from Ditch Records. One of my favorite places. And this other record I also bought there, sort of to my embarrassment, because it's a record from my high school days that I wouldn't have bought at the time because it's too cheesy. It's called On Guard for Thee, a collection of Canada's... Let me see, what's this subheader here? A collection of Canada's youth gone bad. And it's usually things like this I would just roll my eyes over. But I saw it recently, and like I said, I wanted to be there. I was nostalgic. I watch hockey sometimes now even. I think Trailer Park Boys are funny now. I hated that when I lived there. Well, this actually has some pretty amazing tracks on it. It's from, I'm going to guess, 96. And it has every cool West Coast Canadian punk garage band ever on it. And we're going to listen to an interesting track historically. It's by the band Cub, which you may be familiar with. A band that I've always loved, one of my first true loves. And it's a song that was actually on an Evaporators record, because the Cub person, Lisa Marr, was actually in the Evaporators briefly. Evaporators being the band... of Nardwuar the Human Serviette, another idol of mine. And so this song was on the Evaporators record here on the On Guard for the compilation. It is credited to Cub. And I saw Cub, I saw the Smugglers, I saw the Evaporators doing Grouse Mountain Scenic Railway, a rarity that was released only on 8-track otherwise. And I had to buy this record. That's who I am. So, I don't know if that rubs you the wrong way. That's too bad.
Yeah. winning, but somebody else can see ace. How long can you keep on cheating? How long can I take it? Romance is a game of chance. Our love's gonna make it.
kissing your body, my hair caressing your skin. As I moved over your body, you got more and more excited. Then you moved me down onto the floor, and you held my wrists down, and we made love again. Felt right together. Sex dream, sex dream, sex dream. I worship your body. Sex dream, sex dream, sex dream. I worship your body. Sex dream, sex dream, sex dream. I worship your body. Sex dream. Worship your body. Sex dream. I 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 worship your body.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious why I own that record. That's The Nuns with a song called Sex Dream. And so that was pretty amazing. Before that, also really amazing, maybe less obviously so, but with a little context, you might be amazed. We were listening to the Trogs. Yeah, the Trogs. Wild Thing. Those Trogs. From 1984, with a song called Blackjack and Poker. The B-side to their Every Little Thing 12-inch from 1984. So, yeah, pretty cool, huh? Both of those records I bought at the Amoeba in San Francisco. The clearance section. Because, you know, who could pass up a record by the Trogs, any record, and B, Sex Dream by the Nuns. Who could pass those up? Total recent acquisitions. Trip to San Francisco that happened, I think, in the spring. Just there for a short time visiting my brother, and of course we did the obligatory Amoeba trip, and I picked up some really crappy dollar records. Well, coming up next is another record from that trip, but this was sort of a more ambitious, not novelty record. The band is Saloom and Sinclair, and it's from the late 60s on Cadet. Looks kind of cool. That's why I got it. Also looks like one of the members is getting a blowjob on the back cover. I know that's a little offensive to say in the air, but that was also sort of a reason for getting it. Like, basically, you have to imagine me flipping through the records. I flip through the records. If the front cover looks cool, but I don't know who it is, I'll take it out and look in the back, maybe read, you know, the songs, see if they're covers, or look for the label it's on, what year it's from. And then, so imagine my surprise. I'm like, oh, Saloom and Sinclair, this record looks kind of cool. Take it out, flip it over, guy getting a blowjob on the back cover. Pretty much guaranteed. Gotta listen to that one. So here we go, listening to that one, a song called Motorcycle.
Yeah. Quelqu'un
Tous les garçons et les filles de mon âge, Françoise Hardy, the hit. I played the hit. And from one of these crappy, like, Four Corners of the World compilations that I bought a long time ago in Victoria. I just, you know, was excited to find a Françoise Hardy record at all. That those are the good days. It wasn't like, oh, this isn't a original press. I did, Best Of was fine. Those were the good days. I miss those days. And I don't know what. Well, there's not much to say about her. But before that, we listened to Saloum Sinclair, Motorcycle. Pretty awesome song for a record that's offensive. Coming up next, this is an awesome record that I bought at a place called Cow Records in Ocean Beach, California. It's by a band called Zeitgeist, and it's called Translate Slowly. It's totally from somewhere in the Midwest from the mid-80s. Yeah, the label's from Atlanta. The year is 1985. DB Rex, cool record label that never released any hit records. Amazing front photo on the cover. This is quintessential 80s indie rock, and that's why I love this record. And it was one of those rare times where I went to a record store and I bought like one $7 record. You know what I mean? Just one. Not like three $2 records or like one $10 records and $5 records. Just a single record because it looked so good. I didn't want to spoil it with anything else. And so here we go, not spoiling our lives, purely listening to the Zeitgeist song called Cowboys.
Allons-y, s'il te plaît. Et sois mon ami. about David.
Joined here by guest Nina once again in the studio, playing a song there that I think Nina can comment on. The band is Les Miladies from Quebec. I'm sure you recognize the tune. French translation, Donne-moi ton amour, Give Me Your Love, Holland Dozer Holland song. Well, as you might guess, it dates back about 5 years for me, maybe a little more. Bought it in Montreal back when I would buy records like that all the time. What do you think it tells you about my life at that time? What memories do you think it might conjure up, or what can...
In Quebec?
Yeah, just give me some emotional sort of response to that.
About you listening to French girl groups who do covers?
Exactly.
I would guess that it's pretty exceptional to come across a guy like that. I mean, it doesn't happen every day, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's refreshing to hear.
Yeah, girl groups.
From you, of all people, that's refreshing.
I'm glad that you found that way. Well, okay. Refreshing.
Okay, thank you. I don't know how rare it is, actually, in Quebec. But maybe.
Well, in Quebec, but it doesn't matter. A different thing. But I mean,
context is everything.
Context, yeah.
Right.
Well, were you at McGill?
I was at McGill. I bought this from a record fair, actually.
Ah.
They have these record fairs. And, I mean, you could see this record in the store all the time. Mm-hmm. It was expensive. But then you go to the fair, and they'd have boxes of, like, $5 records or $3 records. And this one would be in there.
So I just got to go to Quebec and find myself a lot of...
They're there. And you know what?
Fellows who like French girl groups.
Yeah, and they, like, wear beetle boots, and they dress really well. They're very tall. I knew a few of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I knew one who was called Serge.
Wow.
So.
I mean.
Yep, pretty much.
I'm sure that sealed the deal for a lot of girls.
His portliness, 0%.
0%?
0% portly. So there you go. Before that, we listened to a slice of 80s indie rock from the middle of the country. The label's from Atlanta. I think the band is from, like, Indiana. So perfect. Zeitgeist. I like that kind of music, Nina. Do you like that kind of music?
I do like that kind of music. Why wouldn't I?
Well,
okay. It does precede me, though.
Loaded statement there. Well, we'll just leave that at that. All right. Coming up next, though, this is really old in my personal history. The band, the man, I should say, his name is Charlie Feathers. It's an album called Jungle Fever. It's like a reissue album. He was a rockabilly guy who, his whole thing was stuttering.
Did you ever get into rockabilly, David?
You asked me that so hesitantly, which means you're probably worried. You probably look down on rockabilly.
No, I don't.
It's okay.
No, I don't at all.
It is sort of like Christianity in the sense that the born-agains really ruin it. You know, the bouffants, the skulls on the things, the flat black
stars.
I was
just trying to imagine you with the bouffants is what, no, why
so,
I asked.
So I've never been really into rockabilly to this, the point of, like,
well,
dressing it. But I do enjoy listening to music from the 50s.
There are people who, you know, go, once they go in, they go all the way in.
So, but check this out. This is interesting.
Okay.
You think a guy who's going to, like, do the full-on 60s girl group thing.
I know, exactly.
Very, very impressionable. Thumbs up. Three thumbs up, right?
Not three.
Thumbs way up, let's just say. but if the guy is getting really into 50s American music, not cool at all if he gets really into it.
Nah, still would be cool.
No, man, you just changed your tune because I caught you. I caught you.
Yeah, David, you caught me.
I don't even know.
Deer in the headlights.
This is getting just ugly here.
Yeah.
But this is a great song. I think it'll make us both feel better. It is Charlie Feathers' Wild, Wild Party from his Jungle Fever LP.
Why wouldn't a wild party make it? Yeah.
Let me tell you about a wild, wild party I was at last night. Everybody went there all dressed up, but when the left thing was a sight, all my laughter that I had suddenly turned to fright. Shooting and a pussing and a snatching and a scratching and all of this to happen at the same time. It was a wild, wild party, and now I know we were lucky to be alive. Yeah, boy. Jacket that belonged to Judy, and Jimmy was a honey. Oh, Lucy was a looking trying to find her lover, and we left at a quarter to five. It was a wild party, and I know we were lucky to be alive. Yeah. Shooting and a pushing and a snatching and a scratching and all of this a hopping at the same time. It was a wild, wild party, and now I know we were lucky to be alive.
Why don't you open up, honey? It's a me, your lover boy, knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar? All the cats that are high school rocking. Honey, get your bobby shoes. For the jukebox blows a fuse. Everybody hopping, everybody bobbing. Bobbing at the high school pop. We're just jumping at the high school pop. We're just shaking at the high school pop. We're just moving at the high school pop. Well, now everybody hopping, everybody bobbing, bobbing at a high school hop. Girl, I will love a beady beady, let's rock it all out tonight. Ooh. Come on, I love a beady sugar, let's shake it all out tonight. Well, my heart a beat a rhythm, and my soul keep a singing the blues. Ah, bobbing at the high school hop. We're just jumping at a high school hop. We're just moving at the high school hop. Well, check it at the high school hop. Well, there everybody hunting, everybody rocking, punching at the high school hop. Now let's roll! Hey,
Well, that is the, I'm sure, recognizable tune there. Dick Dale and his Deltones from his Surfer's Choice album, the pinnacle in surf music, the like, yeah. the strawberry jam of surf music. Let's go tripping. Great song there. I actually bought this record after I moved to California. I have a complex and delicate relationship with surf music. I really liked it when I was in high school, and then, you know, kind of grew out of it a little bit, or, you know, I still appreciate instrumental guitar music. And then moved to California. It's just, you just can't really be into surf music in California. It just doesn't make sense. But I bought this actually in California, in L.A., at the always amazing, always incredible Record Surplus, Pico Boulevard there. Yeah, I just had to, because it's the perfect surf record. It literally is the Strawberry Jam. It's the best one, you know? Sure, put on some raspberry, try some marmalade, but you can't beat Strawberry. And so, yeah, I bought it when I was in California. And there we go. Let's go tripping. That was a little shout out there to the past. And before that, we listened to Hazel Atkins, the weirdo himself, with a song called High School Confidential from his Out to Hunch reissue LP. Also a high school memory for me, along with Charlie Feathers. You might have recognized the aesthetic similarities. Well, yeah, that's why. I gave rockabilly music of the 50s a try and quickly got into the bizarro, the extreme. Hazel Atkins. That was just me in high school. Well, let's fast forward to me. This is about a year ago, a great novelty find. Equally Hazel Atkins, and the perfect thing to round out episode 39. It is Vladimir Nabokov reading himself a poem called Rain.
Rain. How mobile is the bed on these night off gesticulating trees when the rain clatters fast. The tintoy rain with dapper hoof, trotting upon an endless roof, traveling into the past. Upon old roads, the steeds of rain slip and slow down and speed again through many a tangled year, but they can never reach the last dip at the bottom of the past, because the sun is there.